The Hawaii state government is facing a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall, raising the possibility of steep cuts and furloughs for state workers. County governments are also facing money troubles, but while it's mostly bad news around the state capital, the picture is more mixed at county offices across the state. Hawaii's four county governments generate most of their revenue from property taxes, which so far are holding steady. But there have been reductions from other important funding sources. Deanna Sacco is the finance director for Hawaii County.
We had to trim about $40 million out of our budget and move things around.
Most of that money would have come from the state's hotel tax, which each county gets a share of. That has effectively dropped to zero. Other revenue streams have also declined, like the general excise and gasoline taxes. Sacco says Hawaii County has covered its shortfall by delaying the purchase of new equipment, leaving unfilled staff positions empty, and limiting overtime. Across the channel on the Garden Isle, Finance Director Reiko Matsuyama says Kauai County hasn't made significant cuts yet.
Travel and training, office supplies, those kinds of things. It's been small so far, only because real property taxes are pretty stable.
But there are clouds on the horizon. While residential property values are holding, Matsuyama says she expects the value of commercial and resort property to fall in the coming years.
We have way more vacancies in commercial buildings, so we do anticipate that assessed values for everything other than residential will probably reduce.
Lower assessments means lower tax bills, which means less money for road work and local first responders. But shrinking county budgets will also mean less money for essential social services, according to Michelle Kauhane with the Hawaii Community Foundation.
Some of the critical safety net, the social services, are dependent on contracts from city government to provide their core services.
County funds help pay for programs that serve the most vulnerable members of the community, like the homeless, elderly, at-risk youth, and the hungry. Bavon Bowers runs a mediation center on Maui and heads the Maui Nonprofit Directors Association. She says fewer dollars mean belt tightening for local service providers.
It could mean everything from shortening our hours to losing staff, to cutting back on programs, any of which would be devastating to those that depend on the services.
Just like for-profit businesses, it's possible that some nonprofits won't survive this recession, but Bowers remains optimistic.
We are a resilient bunch, and we will find a way.
But we likely won't know the long-term outlook until next year. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.